since our great High Priest, Christ Jesus.
This was launched on the world, or at least the Church, as an Ascension Canticle, one of several seasonal paraphrases written for the collection Psalm Praise. It was duly sung on Ascension Day, one of my favourite church festivals, in Poplar, East London. What a shame, I reckon, that some churches play down Ascension Tide or even bypass it altogether. But this first outing of the hymn came only after some forceful input from the editorial group I was then a part of. This included a complete rewrite of one verse and adding a fourth stanza since three were deemed too brief. It differs from many Ascension texts in not referring to the mountaintop narratives in Luke 24 or Acts chapter 1, but starting with the present position of Christ, as set out in the letter to the Hebrews. This has more to say than any other book of the Bible about the high priesthood of our Lord, tracing how it fulfills the foreshadowings, hints, and expectations of earlier scriptures.
Since our great High Priest, Christ Jesus, bears the name above all names, reigning Son of God, surpassing other titles, powers, and claims.
Since to heaven our Lord has passed, let us hold our witness fast. Since we have a priest who suffered, knowing weakness, tears, and pain, who like us was tried and tempted, unlike us, without a stain.
Since he shared our lowly place, let us boldly seek his grace. Sacrifice and suffering over, now he sits at God's right hand, crowned with praise, no more an outcast, his preeminence long planned.
Such a great High Priest we have, strong to help, supreme to save.
Love's example,
hope's attraction,
faith's beginning and its end,
pioneer of our salvation,
mighty advocate
and friend.
Jesus, high in glory raised, our ascended Lord, be praised.